So just last month, Nelson Cares was awarded the 2020 Housing Provider of the Year Award.
Well, we were pretty overwhelmed by it, as you can imagine. It was just such a nice tribute from our colleagues and peers across the province to recognize our work and the work the board and our development team.
And one of the housing projects that garnered that high praise, of course, is the development that we can see currently underway on Hall Street. Can you tell us about how that project is going and when we can expect to see some neighbors moving in?
Well, you know, every project has its own narrative and story, so we're coming down to the last few months of work there, so we're hoping, you know, a late spring occupancy will be underway. It's a great development. There's 41 rental units in the building as well. Nelson Cares will relocate its own operations into that building for the first time in 46 years of operating in the community. We'll have our own home as well, which is fantastic. And then we're also doing an integrated project there where one of our residential service sites for adults with developmental disabilities will also be located in that building. So it's a bit of a pilot for us in the province to integrate housing. Pretty exciting for us, and it's coming along very well.
70% of those rental units are going to be subsidized by BC Housing and the Columbia Basin Trust for low-income affordability. Can you tell us how many units are still available and who's going to be moving in?
BC Housing is the entity that will have a long-term operating agreement with us, and Columbia Basin Trust made a very generous grant to us for the construction and capital, but they won't have anything to do with the long-term operation of the building. This project is under the Community Housing Fund with BC Housing, so we'll have a long-term operating agreement with them, and 70% of the 41 units will have a rent subsidy attached to them, so either it'll be 50% are what we call rent geared to income, so people will pay up to 30% of their income, and there's also a ceiling cap on how much people can be making to be eligible for those subsidies. And then 20% are what we call deep subsidy. So this is for folks that are on very limited income, such as income assistance or persons with disabilities income or a limited pension. So they will be able to really have quite a deep subsidy for 20% of the units. And then the 30% remaining are what we call low end of market. And so that the income thresholds are a little higher for those units, but there is still a cap on how much people can be making. So it's a real mixed building. It'll be a very vibrant place. We're hoping that a lot of younger workforce folks will be tenanted in there. That's the intention. And there's definitely some family units in there, which is also nice, close to the rec center, close to the park, close to amenities. So really the location of the building is excellent. And so we're really looking forward to, you know, operating it for decades and decades to come, having a really vibrant neighborhood.
And more on the housing front, the coldest night of the year is coming up. Can you tell us about the history of the event here in Nelson?
So this is a national event that we found about 7 years ago. We were looking for an event that would highlight our work in the community, and this is a national event that goes on every February across the country. So we're still looking for people to come in and virtually walk with us this year because of COVID. Of course, we won't gather like we usually do with hundreds of people, and we walk and we have a bowl of chili together at the end. But this year it'll all be virtual and people can do their own walks or skis or whatever they like to do their kilometers. And the uptake has been very good so far. People are signing up on the Coldest Night of the Year website. If you just go to Coldest Night of the Year and then you can find Nelson there, you can sign up and walk or you can find out more information about it. And the event itself happens on February 20th. But my understanding is with the virtual parameters of the event, people can do their walk at any time kind of thing, but we're hoping people will do something in and around the 20th of February where they're collecting their kilometers there. So it's really exciting, and the proceeds of that event go to our Ready for Home program at Ward Street Place, which is another one of our housing sites where we house people that some of them have escaped homelessness or have complex needs. And so we have a staff on site which we fund through the proceeds of that event to support people where they're at. So anything from helping with grocery and food selection to all the way to attending doctor's appointments and navigating big systems pieces for folks. So, and it's been really successful. We've had some really great results and also, you know, some very tender moments with people in the building that where this work has really made a significant difference for them. You know, the caseload can be anywhere from 20 to 30 people depending on what's happening in the building and what the needs are. It's an ongoing daily activity with folks all the way from we do some food prep courses and we do, even some arts and crafts pieces that, you know, just bring people together, especially during COVID, just checking in with people, making sure they're doing okay. And and that they have what they need.
So a lot about the event itself is going to change this year as it goes virtual. What are some elements of it that are going to stay the same?
You know, that we're coming together as a community, even though it's virtually. We've all, with COVID, been trained now to use virtual elements to reach out together. So, you know, I know it won't be the same and it won't be quite the vibe that we usually have, but we're going to do a virtual launch on February 6th and do a little bit of live streaming that day to just kick off the event on the Saturday, and we'll get that information out to you. And then people are free to walk, not together with COVID, but to do the walk by themselves or in their bubbles with their families, and then tell their stories, which is really, really awesome. It's such a lovely event, and we always look forward to it every year. So we're a little sad we won't be gathering, but really happy to see some of the sponsorships that we're gathering, Valhalla Pure and Organic Matters and Home Hardware, and a number of other sponsors that are stepping up. So that's really, really good for us.
What do you hope that the participants will get out of the walk this year? It seems pretty poignant that they're going to be doing the walk alone instead of in a group, much like the people that the event aims to help.
It's true. As we do our 1, 2, or 5 kilometer activities that we, you know, contemplate during those times, how it would feel to be by yourself on a cold night. You know, I know last night was particularly cold, and just thinking about the folks that we haven't been able to house and how challenging it is out there for them. And as a community, that we need to work together to find ways to support individuals that are experiencing homelessness. And we know that homelessness is a very complex issue. It's not linear. No one knows really who will become homeless, though we have some definite data around folks that come from traumatic past and have some serious substance use and mental health issues going on at the same time. You know, that we're working together as a community. I think this event tells us that we care about people, that we actually want to make an effort and spend our time both raising money, but predominantly awareness about what it would feel like to be on your own during the pandemic and during a very cold night in our community.
For the coldest night of the year coming up this next month, how can people get involved? Where can they start getting started on what they need to do?
Go to coldestnightoftheyear.org. They can find Nelson Cares. It's really easy. You just search Nelson. There's information on the website about how to sign up and how to make pledges, or if you want to become a team captain, which is always great, then you can rally your friends and family to walk and raise some money or ski or whatever you want to do on your individual pursuit this year. And there's some nice little chats and videos and vignettes going on in there as well. So there's lots of information on the website. Nelson is such an amazing community and such a thoughtful community every year. As a provider, we always get really nervous about doing events like this. It's always so amazing to see everybody come out and support the work. The work is hard. It's very difficult to be homeless, and the work to support folks that are homeless is also very challenging. So just really appreciate all the support we get from the community.